Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were under quite a bit of pressure today across the board. Corn futures down about 5 to 5.5 cents. July down to 354.5, down 5.5 cents. And December corn down 5 at 372.75. These are some of the lowest levels we've seen this month, and we're going all the way back to the first part of October. Would be the next area of lows, just slightly lower than this, about 10 cents lower than our current price. At 372.75 for December. There has been some buying opportunities here, or people thinking or perceived buying opportunities here as the price gets low. The corn crop is at this point actually looks like it's going to be okay at this point without any real major threats. Beans under pressure as well today, down 2 to 3 cents, with November beans at 904.5, down 2.5. They went as low as 902. That would be new contract lows for the November contract, even passing the lows set back in October. That market is getting a little bit oversold on the daily chart, with the RSI down to 18. Wheat futures lower as well here on both contracts. They got hit the hardest of any of them today, with the Kansas City July down 23 cents at 523.5 on the low, and Chicago down 22.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
A lot of rainfall in a lot of areas of the United States. Of course, everybody knows out here in western Oklahoma and Texas what we've been dealing with rainfall-wise. That's really slowing down the harvest. Wheat harvest isn't really going on at all in Oklahoma due to the fact that we've had so much rain. And then, of course, even the moisture content in the wheat, if it is mature, it's still high moisture because of all the moisture in the air, etc. This afternoon's crop progress reports expected to show 90% of the corn crop planted, 63% of the bean crop planted, and then the corn crop rated at nearly its highest rating in history. There's some people saying 78% good to excellent as we get the first corn crop rating in. Winter wheat expected about the same as last week at 45% good to excellent. Also had exports this morning, a little bit positive across the board. Wheat was 418,000 metric tons, expected 250 to 400. Corn was just over a million, expecting 800,000 to a million. And then beans was 291,000, and looking for 100 to 250. So a little bit positive there. And across the board, it seems like most of these markets are going to be driven by weather factors over the next couple of months.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping the markets, June live cattle down 32 at 151.80. August down 7 at 150.62. August feeder cattle 60 higher at 219.60. September up 52 at 218.52. June lean hogs down 55 at 83.17. July down 92 at 82.80. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat down 22 at 524.5. December down 20 and 3 quarters at 552 and 3 quarters. July Chicago wheat down down 21.75 at 493.5. July corn 5 lower at 355. December down 4.5 at 373.25. July soybeans down 1.75 at 922.5. And November down 2.25 at 904.75. July cotton up 1 at 63.31, December down 30 at 64.08. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.